29 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. Kevin Padmore along with Glenn Morgan, and we're doing the Tammy Show this morning. And it is my pleasure, my great pleasure, to have in studio Mr. Robert Herman. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to CHRY 105.5 and the Tammy Show. Now, people may be wondering, why is Kevin speaking to Robert Herman? It was my pleasure about six weeks ago, to meet Robert for the first time. I was in the process of buying a new home, and first met Robert when he came to my home to do an inspection for the buyers of that home, and then he was such a delightful person. His mere approach, I think my wife fell in love with you instantaneously. You know, the respectful way in which you approach us, but importantly, the work that you did, Now, first of all, let me let you introduce yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm a registered home inspector. I own my own business. It's called HomeCore, and what I'm doing is checking out the house for somebody when they're in the process, typically, of buying a home. We also sometimes do inspections on homes that people are preparing to sell so that they know what deficiencies may be there, how they can capitalize on those by correcting them and then ultimately hopefully increasing the value of the home in the sale. The most prevalent inspection is when somebody's buying a resale home. We also do inspections on new homes, pre-delivery inspections or warranty inspections for people that have purchased a new home prior to the expiration of the first year's warranty through Tarion. Then we can provide them with a list of things they can go back to the builder on and say, oop, these are deficiencies, please fix these.
You know, it occurred to me yesterday, and this is my sixth home. Never occurred to me that I should use, an inspector or use someone, mm-hmm. Providing your services. Yet, this is the major expenditure that any of us will ever have.
Well, you're right, Kevin. It's probably the largest single expenditure you'll ever make, as you said. It's becoming certainly very common to have a home inspector. Most realtors today will actually pretty near insist on you having an inspection, in effect to protect yourself as well as to protect them, quite frankly, from any unforeseen or a potential expensive repairs or maintenance that you might not be aware of with respect to the purchase of the home.
Well, leads me to the next comment. I was going to say a question, but comment. The fact is that I had never used a building inspector before, and you happened to look at a property that I was interested in, mm-hmm. and I'm still down on my knees thanking you. I'm still. Okay. What are some of the dangers that we may not see?
Commonly, Kevin, when people think of a home inspection, the most common thought is what's wrong with this home structurally, or potentially wrong with the home, structurally speaking. And the reality is, actually, very few homes that I do inspect have any kind of significant structural defect. Structural is a bit of a misnomer, particularly if an agent occasionally will word your inspection clause in the agreement of purchase and sale that it's conditional upon any major structural findings.
Right.
If you find a realtor putting that in your offer, don't accept it. Absolutely not. The majority of homes actually don't have any significant structural concern, if any. What ends up costing you a lot of money are the issues with the house that are just regular maintenance, things you wouldn't otherwise think about, things that were done poorly or badly. Often homeowner renovations, plumbing concerns are often very large, where somebody has put in a basement apartment or bathroom or something and has no idea about plumbing, and has done everything incorrectly, and it's those are the issues. The roof, the major components of the house, the heating, the cooling, the electrical systems, very common in older homes, and by older I mean homes pre-1950s. You'll find an older style of wiring. That wiring is called knob and tube. today, insurance companies, by and large, will reject you as a policyholder if you have knob and tube in your house. And they will have somebody come and check. They know the age of the homes. If you have it, they don't give you insurance. How do you get a mortgage?
And a person like me or the ordinary Joe, they does not recognize any of this.
Oh, absolutely not. You can walk into a house and go, this is beautiful, this is lovely, everything is terrific and it looks great. Houses are often dressed up very well. It's what's underneath them. It's right. The bones of the house. Now, obviously, we can't see inside of walls. We don't have x-ray vision, but we can get a good idea of what the house's condition and components are in, the age of these appliances. Are you looking at a new furnace now or next year? What's your roof like? How much expected life is left there? The property you were just alluding to a little while ago, no structural concerns with that house. As a matter of fact, I quite liked the structure of that house. But when we started adding up all of the deficiencies in that particular one that weren't readily apparent or readily available or visible, you were looking in, what was it, Kevin, $50,000, $60,000,
$70,000
worth of potential work to bring that house up to standard today.
Looked fine to me. loved it, you know.
It's sometimes a little bit depressing when I do find a house like that. And I know people, you know, buying a house is an emotional decision and you get attached to it even before the deal is closed.
Right.
And you know, I have to occasionally provide somebody with that bad news. This house is going to...
You know, in this case, it was good news.
In this case, it was good news. You know, for somebody else, Kevin, that house is going to be fine. They're going to go in, and as long as they go in with their eyes open,
right,
they know what to expect. Okay, I need to put $50,000 into a house, and I'm prepared to do that. That's terrific. But if somebody's not, if somebody's thinking, well, you know, I'll do some painting and touch-ups, and I'm fine, that $50,000 is a huge shock.
All right.
Or you get a first-time buyer. What happens with a first-time buyer that's really stretched to the limit, for example? They're spending everything they can, and then you go in and you say, well, you know, you're going to have to rewire this house because it's all the older style wiring. It's not going to meet the requirements of your insurance company. It might be safe wiring, but that's irrelevant when the insurance company says, we're not going to insure you.
Right.
You kind of have to acquiesce to what they say.
Right. Now, let's talk about finding... a home inspector, a qualified home inspector, because you know in every single business there's shysters out there.
Unfortunately, that's very true. It is true for home inspectors, just as it is for contractors and so forth. We do very much live in a buyer beware world, particularly in the world of real estate. You know, I get very frustrated with contractors that aren't qualified. Likewise with home inspectors, and we have a great deal of both. If you think about it, you know, the way the real estate market is in Toronto right now, it's just as booming. Real estate, renovations, everything. So all of a sudden everybody and their uncle seems to be calling themselves a contractor, or in some cases a home inspector. In our home inspection industry per se, it's an unregulated industry. And what that basically means is that legally anybody can hang a shingle and call themselves a home inspector
right
tomorrow. What you need to do as a consumer to protect yourself as best as you can, is to ensure that whomever you hire, whomever you select, is a member of our association first and foremost. That association in Ontario is under an umbrella group called CAPI, Canadian Association of Home and Property Inspectors. So CAPI is an umbrella group at a national level. The provincial group is the Ontario Association of Home Inspectors. They can be found online at www.oahi.com. What you'll find there is a list of inspectors that have met the requirements, the educational requirements, the training requirements, they adhere to a standard of practice, code of conduct, and so forth. So you have a much better chance of hiring somebody that is qualified.
Right.
If somebody's not a member, the problem with that is how can you benchmark them? How do you know they're not that chap that just hung a shingle the other day?
Now, you are Robert Herman, registered home inspector. No, the problem is that, you know, sometimes we tend to hear words and, you know, they sound similar.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. As a consumer, I mean, you know, even yourself, when you looked at it from the perspective of hiring me, a registered home inspector, if I had on my card the word certified home inspector, by
right
example, what's the difference? They sound absolutely the same to me. They both sound pretty good.
That's right.
I'm registered. I'm certified. You know, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin, there's really a very huge difference. The term registered home inspector basically is a protected designation by Private Members Bill of Statute in Ontario. You cannot use that designation unless you're a member of our association
right
who has met certain requirements. If you see somebody marketing themselves as a certified home inspector or a professional home inspector, any other
or qualified
any other designation other than registered.
Right.
Well, there are there's one exception. I'll come to that in a moment. That's other levels within our own association.
Okay.
But anybody other than that marketing themselves with a title that does not connect to the Ontario Association of Home Inspectors should be something that makes you a bit nervous.
Right.
There's a U.S. association. It's kind of almost an online association more than anything else, I think, that you can, you know, register yourself with them and ultimately call yourself whatever you want, a certified home inspector,
right,
after a half-hour online exam. I mean, Kevin, you probably know enough about homes to do that yourself.
Now, okay, first, well, let me just say, with me, I go on recommendations. If I don't know of a service that I want, if I don't know someone within a service that I want, I call people that I know that have used a particular service and get a referral.
That's a terrific way to go about it. That's the best way to hire. For example, I tell all of my clients, if they're looking for a contractor, for example, that's the best way to go. The
right.
First thing you do is you ask family, friends, coworkers, etc. Try and get that direct referral. It's the safest way to go to begin with. I mean, there's never a 100% guarantee in anything. But you know, if that fails, you kind of find yourself out on a limb. What do I do? How do I cross my T's and dot my I's to be safe? And the same applies with home inspectors. A lot of people will take the referrals of their real estate agent, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. But at the same time, you need to evaluate your relationship with your agent before you take that recommendation.
That, right, yep.
You know, in a lot of cases, people know their agents well. They have a terrific relationship. They trust their agents. Their agents are very ethical and straightforward,
right,
and actually have the client's best interest at heart.
Right.
Unfortunately, there are also, like unqualified home inspectors, you'll find agents out there that
who just want to get a sale.
They want the commission. And those guys, they may be more inclined to refer somebody that they know that may be a little bit easier on the house to help the transaction.
Right.
They're not helping themselves. They're not helping their client. And in the long run, everybody suffers for that. It makes us look bad as home inspectors. It makes the agent look bad. The buyer has an unhappy purchase. And, you know, down the road, the best way for anybody to be is as above board and ethical as they can. Everybody wins.
If there's someone out there who does not know of a home inspector, did not get a referral, are there any questions, a couple of questions that they can ask? That will sort of satisfy themselves that this person knows what they're doing?
Yeah, there are actually. First and foremost, of course, is to ensure that the person is a member within the Ontario Association of
right.
Home Inspectors. You can confirm that by going online. You will find their name there under either the Registered Home Inspector designation, or there are other designations within our association. So if somebody markets themselves as an associate member of the OAHI, that's a legitimate designation. It simply means they may not have met all of the requirements at this point to be registered, or they're en route to becoming registered.
Right, yeah.
What your first thing is to make sure they're a member, and be careful as well if you're a referral or if you're looking at a multi-inspector firm, and that may not always be the easiest thing to find out. But ask when you interview your
right,
inspector.
Yeah.
You're
mm-hmm.
hiring somebody. It's like, consider it a job interview. Don't just immediately hire somebody without asking some poignant questions. If they are a member of a multi-inspector firm, you want to make sure that the person, the one inspector that you're actually going to get, because you're booking through a central
right.
number, the inspector that you're going to get is a member of the association, because that firm may have some members that are, others that are not.
Right.
Firms are not members of our association. Individuals are.
Right. Okay.
So you want to check that. Obviously checking the credentials. You might want to ask your inspector questions about how long will the process take. If you get an inspector that suggests it's going to be much less than 2.5-3 hours, you might want to avoid that. The reality is, you just can't inspect a house, in my view, in a couple of hours. It's
right.
going to take longer. That applies to new homes as well as old. There's always, you still have to go through all the same steps. You're still looking for the same things. You know, the larger the house, the more time. Typically, the older the house, the more time. As you're looking for, by larger, I'm talking about multiple bathrooms, kitchens, and so forth. Plumbing is the big one. When, you know, water's our enemy. So the more plumbing things you've got to look at, the more time it's going to take. Talk about reporting systems. What is the inspector going to leave you with at the end of the inspection? Some inspectors are prepared to do what's called a walkthrough inspection. Basically means they're going to come up, walk through the house with you, give you a verbal report at the end, and away they go. avoid that like the plague. I mean, there's nothing there.
I can't remember what happened 2 seconds ago.
Well, you know, there's nothing there that gives you any kind of substance, anything that's real for you to take back and say, this is what was done for me. So be careful about reporting systems. You don't want a 2-page handwritten note kind of thing.
Right.
Follow-up service, you know, where are they going to be if you have a problem? Are they going to be available? Will they be talking to you? Are they going to be avoiding you? What happens if the inspector misses something? You might want to ask that question. Basically, what you're looking for there is somebody that's going to tell you that if they miss something, they're going to revisit it with you. They're
right.
going to talk about it. It doesn't mean that necessarily they've made a mistake or that it's something that that ultimately they're going to be responsible for, per
right.
se. But you want them to be available to revisit it with you and discuss it with you, help you through it, maybe make some recommendations and suggestions. Ask your inspector if they do any repair services. That's a bit of a trick question because
right.
No inspector should. It would be a huge conflict of interest. And if anybody says that, sure, we'll find the deficiency and we'll fix it. There's a problem with that. Ask if you need to attend the inspection. You know, most inspectors strongly encourage you to attend.
Right.
I don't, quite frankly, like to do an inspection if my client isn't there, at least at some point, because most of what you're going to get from the inspection process is what you will learn from the walkthrough with me. When
right.
we go through the house, even if you're familiar with homes, even if the house is in terrific condition, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn where the services are. You're going to learn safety, maintenance, all kinds of other things
right.
that pertain to the house. You really should be there. Now, obviously, there are issues. There are times somebody may be out of town where there's a legitimate reason not to be there. But don't not show up just because you're busy at the office that day. I mean, you're investing in the house. Spend 3 hours with an inspector as
right.
well. That's pretty much, I think, covers what kind of questions you should be asking and looking for.
Okay. Well, we're speaking with Robert Herman of Home Care, Home Core, a registered home inspector. And Robert, we want to thank you very much for coming in and speaking with us. Robert is with the Ontario Association of Home Inspectors. I should really wear my glasses, eh? You can get them at www.ohi.com. The phone numbers are 416-256-0960 or 1-888-RHIOAHI 744-6244. Robert, any parting information you would like to leave with us?
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody has any questions about home inspections, the process, how to hire an inspector, want something more in depth, feel free. They can contact us as well at Home Core. Our website is www.homecore.ca. And Sheila, who typically handles the phones, would be more than happy to provide you with some information again on how to find and hire a qualified inspector. Whether it turns out to be us or somebody else, you know, obviously we're happy if it's us, but even if it's somebody else, if we can help steer you in the right direction to make sure you've got somebody that's qualified to do what they say they're going to do, we're going to be happy.
And give us a phone number.
416-274-6651, and that's also available online at my website.
And, you know, I would encourage anyone who is interested in buying a home or know someone who is interested in buying a home, speak to Robert or speak to someone within the association and make sure, absolutely make sure that you get that home inspected before you decide to purchase it. It's very, very important. Could save yourself $50,000 to $80,000, maybe more. Just quickly, I noticed that you have a myriad of gadgets. tell us some of the things quickly. Some of the things that you know.
Well, one of the things that I do, well, first of all, what I personally do, and again, this is me. This may not be all inspectors. Everybody does things a little bit differently in the way that they prefer. But I'll videotape the roof of a house or the attic of a house, the areas that my client I don't expect to get to. I certainly wouldn't want you climbing up on the roof, quite frankly. And I will show you what I see at the end of the inspection. I use an electronic moisture meter that takes perimeter readings in the basement. Do we have any sign or evidence of a moisture penetration in that house today? The system I use is an inductive system as well, which means it allows me to see what's going on behind tiles in bathrooms, showers, and so forth. I can get a sense of do we have a leaky shower, that kind of thing. What other things am I doing? My electrical testers and so forth, just to check on the wiring.
That is not a handyman's job.
there's a lot of handyman's jobs these days in almost anything. So it's a question of finding it, isolating it. I had an interesting one yesterday where I saw an air conditioner in a house that had no label on it. And again, so there's a little bit of extrapolation. Why does an air conditioner not have the manufacturer's data label on it? Where did it come from? Those kind of things that may not be readily apparent. The system may work fine, but is it kind of kosher? You know what I mean? So there's always some interesting twists and turns in what we do. I love what I do. It's a great job. I meet all kinds of interesting and wonderful people. And I take a whole lot of satisfaction in being able to help somebody. At the end of the inspection, when somebody is thanking me and is saying, "Geez, I'm so glad I did this." A lot of people aren't really sure it's worth the money, but in the end, the inspection fee is awfully nominal.
Well,
compared to your investment.
I can tell everyone it is certainly worth the money.
Well, thank
Robert,
you, Kevin.
I want to thank you very much. Someone who used to be in radio, that at certain times we have to do certain things. So we thank you very much for coming in, and you know what, hopefully we will get to talk to you some more at some later date.
Anytime, just give me a call. Thanks very much for having me on.
Okay, we were speaking with Robert Herman of HomeCore. Robert is a registered home inspector. We'll take a little break for some messages and then we'll come right back.